بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We'll begin إن شاء الله some classes on the voluntary prayer in Islam. The voluntary prayers in Islam. And what is the definition first of the voluntary prayer? First, what is the definition of salah in Islam? Linguistically, the term salah means dua. Linguistically, from the linguistic aspect, salah means dua, invocation. And legally, Islamically, the term salah means worshipping Allah through certain actions and sayings, the beginning of which is purification, and the commencement is takbir, and its end is in taslim, and saying assalamu alaikum. This is the definition of salah, of prayers. As to the voluntary prayer, legally, voluntary prayers legally in Islam, the legal meaning is what's additional to that, what's additional to what is obligated from the right of Islam. What is additional over what is obligated by the right of Islam? The types of voluntary prayer. The types of voluntary prayer. Voluntary prayers are of two types. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah khair, brother submitter. Voluntary prayer is of two types. General and it is the one whereas there is no specific limit to it. There is no legal specific limit to it. So this is the general one, where there is no specific legal limit. For example, giving charity, voluntary, you may give in the way of Allah whatever you wished, even half of a date, and you may volunteer the prayers in the night and the day with two rak'ahs and so forth. However, with this type of voluntary general type, one should not constantly perform like the regular sunnah. Nor it should be done in a way that may lead to an innovation or resemblance to the manners of the innovators. The second type is the restricted voluntary actions. This is evident in the sense that it is legally defined. It is legally defined and limited in a legal way. Example: the one who intends to perform the sunnah of the Fajr prayer, the two rak'ah of the voluntary prayer for Fajr, the regular prayer, regular sunnah. He cannot manifest this except by performing two rak'ah before salat, before the obligatory prayer, with the intention of being a sunnah. Similarly, if one wants to pray Salat al-Kusuf, the eclipse prayer, when the eclipse takes place, it cannot be done except in the prescribed manner. And similarly, the Eid prayers and the other sunan. As to the merits of the voluntary prayer, there came many hadith. In one of them, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the first thing that people be asked about concerning their deeds is the prayers. The Prophet added sallallahu alaihi wasallam that our Lord will say to his angels, and he is the all-knowing, look at the prayers of my slave, meaning the regulatory ones. Did he perfect it or not? So if it were perfected, then it will be written for him perfected. And if he diminished any of it, then Allah says, look, is there any voluntary worship from my slave? So if he had done, or if he had some voluntary work, meaning the salah in this case, then Allah says, complete for my slave his obligatory prayer, meaning from that which diminished it, and the rest of these will be taken accordingly. And this hadith is reported, no, meaning before the obligatory one, before the obligatory sister, meaning after the entrance of Fajr, after the entrance of dawn. Okay, when dawn enters, at the commencement of dawn, before you do the obligatory prayer, you do the regular two sunnah, right? Right? This has nothing to do with the night prayer, which is prayer to Fajr time. Real soldier? Oh, I see. Before Fajr, don't misunderstand the term before Fajr, meaning before you perform the obligatory Fajr prayer. Is this clear now? Okay, alhamdulillah. Fine. Also from the hadith of Rabi'ah bin Ka'b, he said, I used to spend the night with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So I brought him his water for wudu and his needs. So he told me, ask. I said, I ask to be your companion in paradise. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, or other than that? I said, no, huwa dhaak, it is this, or it is that. He, the Prophet ﷺ, said in response, so help me, by making yourself, or by training yourself on kathrat al-sujood, to perform abundant prostrations. Now we're going to move to the regular sunnah prayers. As to their merit, in the hadith reported by Ummu Habiba, the wife of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, she said, I heard the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasalam saying, no slave, no Muslim, praying to Allah 12 rak'ah voluntarily in a day other than the obligatory one, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will build for him a house in paradise. And in the hadith reported by At-Tirmidhi and An-Nasa'i, an interpretation for these rak'ahs, for these 12 ones, came 4 rak'ah before dhuhr, 2 rak'ah after dhuhr, 2 rak'ah after maghrib, 2 rak'ah after isha, and 2 rak'ah before fajr, meaning before the obligatory fajr prayer. And this is an authentic hadith. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam practiced these sunnah, these regular prayers. Now we move to the description of these regular prayers and their rulings. First, the regular prayer, the regular voluntary prayer of Salat al-Fajr, of Fajr prayer. This regular sunnah, as to its ruling, is from the mostly affirmed sunnah. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam used to perform, and he didn't abandon it, neither in residence nor in travel. And there is no authentic report to indicate that it is obligatory. And the evidence that the Prophet ﷺ performed this sunnah in his travel is the hadith of Abi Maryam, who said, we were with the Messenger in a travel ﷺ, and with the daybreak the Messenger ﷺ slept, and they were like on an expedition, and people slept, and we only woke up at the time when the sun was above us, meaning it rose. So the Messenger ﷺ commanded the Mu'adhin, the one who calls the Adhan, to make the Adhan. Then he, the Prophet ﷺ, performed 2 rak'ah. Then he commanded him, commanded the Mu'adhin to make the Iqamah for the Salah, and he prayed and led the people in prayer. Then he talk to us as to what will occur until the day of the hour, until the day of the establishment of the hour, from, of course, from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed him. And this hadith tells that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to perform this regular sunnah of the fajr with the obligatory one in his travel. And also it indicates that it is permissible to make up this salah when people miss the obligatory Fajr prayer. They don't perform it on its prescribed time for any legal reason. So therefore it is permitted to perform the regular sunnah, then Salat al-Fajr, as the Messenger did in this hadith. How to perform it? This is 2 rak'ah performed before the obligatory prayer of Fajr. As to its merit, Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her and her father, reported from the Prophet ﷺ that he said, the 2 rak'ah of Fajr, meaning this sunnah, is better than this life and all that's in it. And in another narration, they are beloved to me more than this entire life. This is reported by Muslim. And this really tells, this hadith, that it is recommended to keep on these 2 rak'ah and incite us to do so. And Aisha also reported in the hadith reported by Bukhari and Muslim that the Prophet ﷺ was not so keen on the optional prayers more than he was keen on this rak'atay al-fajr, on these 2 regular sunnahs of Fajr. And she also reported that he sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not leave except that he didn't leave performing 4 rak'ah before Dhuhr and 2 rak'ah before the obligatory prayer of Fajr. And from the sunnah concerning their prayers is to make them light, perform them light, not making them light, yes, not long. Hafsa Umm al-Mu'mineen reported that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to perform 2 rak'ah, 2 light ones before the salah is, the obligatory salah is established, meaning for Fajr. Aisha, even in the hadith reported by Bukhari and Muslim, said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make them light, these 2 rak'ah which are before the Fajr or morning prayer, to the extent that I would say, did he recite the Fatiha, Umm al-Kitab, the mother of the book? Meaning he just recited it seemed to her as if he only recited Surah al-Fatiha only because he performed it lightly. He didn't elongate the salah. What is to be recited in them? The hadith of Abi Huraira that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam recited in these 2 rak'ah, first Surah Al-Kafirun and then Surah Al-Ikhlas, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ, and Surah قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ 1:112. Also Ibn Abbas reported that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he used to recite in the first rak'ah the verse from Surah Al-Baqarah 1:2, 2:1, 3:6. قولوا آمنا بالله وما أنزل إلينا وما أنزل على إبراهيم وإسماعيل, to the rest of the verse. And in the second rak'ah he used to recite verse 52 from Al Imran. And in another narration he used to recite 2:136, عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. And in the other rak'ah, in the final rak'ah or the second rak'ah, he used to recite 364. تعالوا إلى كلمة سواء بيننا وبينكم يا أهل الكتاب. All people of the book, come to a common word between you us that we worship من but Allah. As to other matters related to that, is it is recommended that if the Muslim performs this Fajr prayer, this Sunnah at home, is to lay down on his right side after he performs them. It is reported in At-Tirmidhi from the hadith of Abi Huraira that the Prophet ﷺ said, if anyone of you performs Rak'atay al-Fajr, the two Rak'ah for Fajr, the Sunnah meaning, let him lay down on his right side. Aisha also reported that the Prophet ﷺ, that when he used to perform the Sunnah of the Fajr, if I was awake, he will talk to me. Otherwise, he would lay down until the call for the Salah, for the obligatory prayer. So this hadith of Aisha indicates that he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, used to leave laying down sometimes. And if this would have been obligatory, he wouldn't have left it. Now, would he do this at home or at the mosque? The hadith of Abi Huraira, which we recited earlier, if anyone of you prays the Sunnah Fajr, let him lay down on his right side, is general, which would mean that if he prays this Sunnah in the masjid, then he would lay down in the masjid, and if he does it at home, then he will do that at home. However, there is no report from the Messenger ﷺ nor from the companions to indicate that they did so, meaning at the masjid. Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah said, we don't know that any of the companions did this at the mosque. To the contrary, some of them denied that. So this is to be limited to home, as it is the sunnah of the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As to the one who misses the sunnah of the Fajr, it's permissible to make it up after Salat al-Fajr directly, after the obligatory prayer, or after sunrise. But it is better to perform them after sunrise. In the hadith of Abi Huraira, which is reported by Tirmidhi, and it is sahih, it is authentic, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, anyone who doesn't perform Salat al-Fajr, Rak'atay al-Fajr, the two Rak'ah of Fajr, meaning the Sunnah one, let him pray them after the sun rises. This hadith may indicate that it is obligatory to perform them after the sunrise. However, this understood meaning is directed to be recommended because of the other hadith. The hadith of Qais bin Qahd, may Allah be pleased with him, who prayed with the Prophet ﷺ Salat al-Fajr. He didn't pray the Sunnah, so after the Prophet performed the Salam, finished the obligatory prayer, he performed the Salam with him, then he stood up and performed two rak'ah, and the Messenger ﷺ was looking at him and he did not object to that. So this hadith indicates that it is permissible to make up the Sunnah of Fajr after the obligatory prayer for the one who didn't pray it before the obligatory prayer. Is this clear, inshallah? Are these matters clear, inshallah, related to the Sunnah of Salat al-Fajr?